Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. For we are each responsible for our own conduct. In the previous couple of verses, Paul spoke of the importance of helping other people to carry their heavy burdens. Now he reminds them that they've got their own burden to bear. The word he uses is also used of a soldier's pack. We all have a certain amount that we have to carry by ourselves. We have specific responsibilities to bear, and we just need to get on with it and do the very best that we can. When our lives come to an end, the Lord will not ask us whether we lived like Abraham, Moses, Elijah, Martin Luther, or Mother Teresa. He'll ask us whether we lived the lives that he called us to live. Perhaps you have the awesome responsibility of being a shop worker, a cleaner, a teacher, an accountant, an MP, or a carer. Whatever it is, God wants us to be the best that we can be. Comparing ourselves to other people totally misses the point, because the Lord is not calling us to be anybody other than the person we are. Spending energy comparing ourselves with others, or feeling we fail because we're not more like someone else, is a complete waste of time. Each of us has our own pack to carry. Imperfect as it inevitably is, we need to get on and make the most of what God has put in our hands. That's exactly what the Apostle Paul did. He was faced with a continual barrage of criticism and sometimes violent opposition. He had to live with his thorn in the flesh, which was a continual burden for him. But he knew he had a job to do, and he got on with it. May God bless us today as we seek to do just the same. So let me ask you the question, what's the work that God has called you to do? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you are with us every moment of every day. Help us to always give our best to you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.